This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. To the list of countries that may cause some concern about nuclear proliferation, you can now add Brazil. Brazil is preventing full UN access to a new atomic fuel factory in Resende near Rio de Janeiro. That factory enriches uranium, something Brazil hopes to export to foreign nuclear power plants someday. But in theory, it could also make the raw material for atomic bombs. International experts suspect Brazil is being secretive because it has something to hide. Brazilian disarmament campaigners say there may be a different explanation. NPR's Martin Casti reports from Rio de Janeiro.
Brazil doesn't want the International Atomic Energy Agency to see its centrifuges, the machines that enrich uranium, because it says it wants to protect homegrown technological innovations. Brazil has offered a compromise. Inspectors can peek at the tubes leading in and out of the centrifuges to make sure no bomb-making material is being siphoned off, a compromise the IAEA is considering. Henry Sikalski, director of the Washington-based Nonproliferation Policy Education Center, says this secrecy is stoking rumors that Brazil might have got its centrifuge from a black marketeer, such as Pakistani AQ Khan.
I've heard, well, they've gotten assistance from Khan. I've heard that they've gotten assistance from the Germans. There's even someone who speculated that they got help from the Chinese.
Sikalski says these rumors are just that, and he doesn't know of anyone with proof that Brazil got the machines on the black market. Still, he and other American experts find it hard to believe that the Brazilians built their centrifuges from scratch. That's an assumption that doesn't go down well here on the tropical campus of Brazil's main nuclear research school in São Paulo. The Brazilian Navy's uranium enrichment program started here in the late 70s during the military dictatorship. It was organized by U.S.-trained nuclear engineers such as Admiral Otton da Silva, now retired. Silva is offended by foreign assertions that Brazil is not able to design its own centrifuge.
It's almost a disrespect to the capacity. People that think in Brazil we are not able to do nothing. We are able, of course, working a lot, sweating a lot. We are not a society of pygmies.
American experts familiar with secret intelligence about Silva's centrifuge say it is advanced, more advanced than the model peddled by the Pakistanis. But there's still a suspicion that Brazil might have got its hands on a newer design smuggled from Urenco, the European Uranium Enrichment Consortium. Silva denies this. He says the Brazilian model is better even than Urenco's because it levitates, that is, it floats on magnets as it spins. If this is true, outside experts say it does suggest the Brazilians followed plans that are unlike Urenco's, which is only partially magnetic. But that's a big if. The Brazilian levitating centrifuge is a claim that's impossible to verify as long as the machines remain hidden. Fernando de Souza Barros, a respected Brazilian nuclear physicist and a campaigner against nuclear weapons, says he sees no reason to disbelieve the claim.
Look, you take a country like Brazil that has good technicians in most of these areas that are required. Give them, say, some 20 years of development and well above $1 billion, they might come up with something special.
The bomb-making portion of the military's nuclear program was shut down after democracy returned in the late 1980s. The government even closed down a well drilled in the Amazon, meant for underground testing. But the uranium enrichment program was kept alive. The reason, Souza Barros says, were political.
The nationalistic wind is there, is present. It's a political question. Politicians can tell the Brazilian public opinion, look, we are denying these gringos to get inside Resende.
By resisting inspections at Resende, he says, President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva is scoring points with the military and with conservative members of his governing coalition. Souza Barros and other prominent Brazilian scientists who helped to shut down the bomb program say they believe some members of the military's old guard would like to bring it back, but they don't think the old guard will be able to do so. Nonproliferation expert Sikalski agrees that Brazil is not trying to build a bomb, but he says that ignores the longer-term risk.
Is it sensible for this project to proceed if you know when you get into trouble economically with a project like this, there is a tendency to sell bits and pieces of it to if you will, the people most interested.
Sokolsky says the Resende plant will never be profitable, and he says an indebted third world country such as Brazil simply can't justify the expense of such a project. But the Brazilian government is not about to abandon uranium enrichment, especially given the patriotic symbolism that's now attached itself to keeping the secrets of Resende. Martin Costi, NPR News, Rio de Janeiro.